Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. There are some who view their minds as their own personal playground with their thoughts, they think, unknown to anyone else, including God. But that's not the case. God knows what we're thinking. And sometimes, frankly, he's probably not real happy about it. When we think about impossibilities instead of possibilities, he's not happy. When we think about problems instead of finding solutions, he's not happy. When we think about the worst thing that could happen instead of the best thing that could happen, he's not happy. When we think about someone in an unwholesome or sinful manner, he's not happy. God's desire is for our thoughts to be like his thoughts. And yes, he knows what we're thinking 24/7.
That's right.
Here are seven reasons God knows what you're thinking. Number one, God knows what you're thinking regardless of your geographical or spiritual location. You have to be in, you don't have to be in church or in a time of prayer for God to know what you're thinking. Psalm 139:2, New Living Translation. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. As you view entertainment programs, you shouldn't, stuff you should be watching on TV or the net. You got to know that God, you're not watching alone because God's right there watching with you. Matthew 9:4, New Living Translation. Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? Wow.
Number two, sinner or saint, God knows what you're thinking. In Matthew 6:32 in the New Living Translation, it says, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. You know, the great thing is not only that God knows what you're thinking, he knows what you need and is always ready to meet those needs. In 1 Peter 5:7 in the Living Bible, it says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. You know, we could personalize that, honey.
Yes, we could. Let him have all Samuel's worries and cares, for he's always thinking about Samuel and watching everything that concerns him. Wow. Number three, personalize that for you, by the way. Number three, you cannot continue putting positive thoughts and negative thoughts into the same environment and expect success. If you're putting the Word of God into your mental thought process, but you're also mentally entertaining negative, ungodly thoughts, then you might survive, but it'll be very difficult for you to thrive. The last part of James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. F.F. Bosworth, the author of Christ the Healer, we've quoted this many times, said that faith and doubt cannot live in the same house. Luke 11:17, New Living Translation. He knew their thoughts, so he said, any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A family splintered by feuding will fall apart. The house is your mind, and you cannot think, not to mention, speak negative, positive thoughts. Now, if you speak the negative ones, you're not going to have success in life. James 3:12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs, So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh?
Good thought. Number four, we need to refocus our thinking on God, His Word, and His solutions to the problems we're facing. You know, we've got to trust God to be God, doing what the Word says that He will do. In Romans 12, verse 2, in the New Living Translation, it gives us this directive. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. When we think like the people of the world, and I don't mean just sinful thoughts, I'm talking about thinking like they think, we are placing limitations on the things that we can accomplish for the kingdom and its glory. The words of Romans 12:2, where it says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, is one of the most powerful verses in Scripture. Isn't that true, babe?
Amen. One of my favorite.
Amen. Isaiah 26, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
Number five, make sure your thoughts are well-pleasing to God. Psalm 104:34, New Living Translation. May all your thoughts be pleasing to Him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Listen to the Living Bible translation of that verse, Psalm 19:14. May my spoken words and unspoken thoughts be pleasing even to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Number six. The only effective way to change your life is by changing your thoughts and attitudes. If you want to change your world, you have to change the way you think. And if you want the people around you to change, you must change the way you think. Changing any part of our environment begins with changing the way we think about things. In Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10, it says, whom shall he teach knowledge? For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. We change the way we think, here a little and there a little along the way. In Ephesians 4, verse 23, the New Living Translation says, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes.
Number seven. Let his thoughts be your thoughts. Psalm 49:3, New Living Translation. For my words are wise and my thoughts are filled with insight. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
That's a great scripture.
It really is. Joshua 1:8 gives us a key to the key to a successful thought life, and as we pointed out many times, it's the only time in Scripture, in the King James Version, that the word success is used. Scripture says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word says that we have the mind of Christ. So it's time to let his thoughts become our thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, is often misinterpreted as the scripture that says we can never know God's thoughts. But let's look at it a little closer. The verse says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In this scripture, God is making a declaration that he is not only above, but far above our thought processes. However, we cannot distinguish that God's thoughts will not be our natural thoughts. God would not be constantly reaching out to man if he didn't want us to come up to his way of thinking. Understand this exactly how I said it. God is saying his thoughts are above ours. Too often Christians want to bring God's thoughts down to where they are instead of us going up to where he is.
Good point, babe.
God wants to bring our thought life up to his level. In 2 Corinthians 3:8, the scripture says, we can achieve much more than we think of ourselves. It says, But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, Classic Amplified. For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have.
Hallelujah.
But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart.
It says we we have and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. We can do that.
Yes, we can, babe. You know, the best way to rid yourself of potluck mentality.
That's a good one, honey.
Is to spend your time with the one who provides permanent solutions to the problems you're facing. And by potluck mentality, I mean just taking what anybody serves up to you. See, God not only knows your name, he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Jeremiah 29:11, New Reader's Version. I know the plans I have for you, announces the Lord. I want you to enjoy success. I do not plan to harm you. I will give you hope for years to come.
I'd like to add something to that, honey. You know, that potluck mentality. You know, our pastors, when we hear them on Sunday morning, they do the very best they can. But don't take their word for it. I don't think they'd want you to take the word if it doesn't line up with the word. So we need to always be sure that what we hear lines up with the word of God. Because that's how tradition seeps into and makes our Christianity religion. We want to be sure that it lines up, what we believe lines up with the word of God.
Hallelujah. Well, here's the bottom line. If you want to think like God thinks, then you need to have plans for success and hope for years to come. And if you want to think like he thinks, well, you need to spend time with him and in his word.
Amen.
Let him transform you into a new person.
By changing
the way you think.
Hallelujah.
That's the bottom line. Hey, join us tonight at
Amen.
6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. You're going to love this teaching. And just go to HaroldHerring.com, click the button that says Sunday Night Live, and you'll be blessed. We always have a free outline available on the teaching. So join us. Get your friends to join. And we trust you've had a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Amen.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.